This is KLCC News. I'm Claude Offenbacher. University of Massachusetts Professor of Economics Gerald Friedman will be in seven Oregon cities this month. He's here to make the case for single-payer health care coverage in Oregon, expanding Medicare to cover people of all ages. I reached him recently in Amherst, Massachusetts, and asked him to describe why universal health coverage is a desirable alternative to the Affordable Care Act.
Well, first of all, the Affordable Care Act does not provide universal coverage. The White House and the Congressional Budget Office project that when it is fully implemented, there will still be 20 million Americans left without health insurance, 20 million Americans without good access to health care, and 20 million Americans who will remain a reservoir of disease because they won't be fully treated when sick. Second, the Affordable Care Act does not provide effective controls over costs.
As an economist, you've said that this is the only health coverage plan that makes economic sense.
Yes, because it's the only plan that controls costs without reducing patient access to needed medical care. The average deductible for private health insurance is now close to $2,000. The single-payer plan avoids that because it cuts administrative waste and monopolistic pricing of drugs. I estimate that a single-payer plan within the state of Oregon would save $8 billion in reduced administrative costs and reduced monopoly pricing of drugs. That's in the first year.
But could the quality of hospital care or physician availability suffer if the government offers what they consider to be low reimbursement rates?
Under single-payer, the government will be able to lower reimbursement rates because doctors won't be paying so much for administrative costs and for billing and insurance-related activities. The average American hospital now has more people involved in billing than it has hospital beds. The average American doctor spends over $80,000 on interacting with the health insurance industry. These are all wasted costs, money that's thrown away. If we get rid of that, we can pay doctors less. Doctors will still have higher income than they have now, and we'll be saving money. There'll be more access.
And what is single-payer likely to mean for taxpayers?
Instead of paying insurance premiums and out-of-pocket costs, because the single-payer plans we're talking about have no co-pays and no deductibles, most out-of-pocket costs will just go away, as will insurance premiums. So the average person, instead of paying out-of-pocket and premiums, will be paying taxes. These taxes will be regulated according to ability to pay, through income tax or payroll tax, depending on exactly how it's worked. In Oregon, I estimate over 80% of the population will save money. Most of the extra costs will be borne by people at the top 1%, the top 5%. They can afford to pay more.
Would single-payer be similar to the national health coverages offered by many countries, including most of Europe?
It would be similar. It would be most like what's offered in Canada. It would be like what's offered in France and Germany, in that the government will be paying for health insurance, but it will not be providing health care, which is what happens in Great Britain and some other countries. So we have public payment but private provision. It remains a capitalist system. Doctors and hospitals will be working under their own management, making their own decisions, and the government will just be picking up the tab.
I understand that a plan similar to single-payer is already in place in Vermont. Is that true?
It's scheduled to go in 2017. Under the Affordable Care Act, states cannot implement different policies until 2017.
Professor Friedman, how do you respond to those who dismiss single-payer as a socialist scheme, just another idea that would replace free enterprise with a U.S. government program likely to be inefficient and wasteful?
Well, first of all, it's not socialism. What they have in Great Britain is socialism, government provision of services. This is a capitalist system designed to continue our capitalist free market operation. Doctors will still be competing with each other, and they'll still be managing their own activities. It's the same old system that we've had for quite some time. In the short run, that is 5 years, 7 years, it will be on the state level because Washington is so dysfunctional at this point that nothing is going to happen. And because the Democrats, especially in Washington, want to give the ACA a chance. But, you know, in 5 years, it will be pretty clear that the ACA is not covering everybody, and it's not effectively controlling costs. And at that point, there'll be a new debate on the national level, and there may be some state examples, like Vermont, possibly Oregon, possibly Massachusetts, states that have implemented single-payer plans by that point and will be showing that they can control costs more effectively while providing better access to health care. The politics are difficult, which is why we haven't done it yet. But as Churchill supposedly said, Americans always do the right thing, but only after they've tried everything else.
Professor Gerald Friedman of UMass will present on the merits of single-payer health insurance in 7 Oregon cities this month. He'll be at Eugene's Very Little Theater May 14th. You can find his full schedule following this story at klcc.org. Claude Offenbacher, KLCC News.